to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday the 13th, 2013, and I'm David Knight. Now, today, we're going to lead off with a story from Anthony Gucciardi. Remember yesterday we talked about how the credibility of the U.S. government, or I should say the American regime, is really in free fall. Nobody's believing what they're saying anymore. And one of the reasons for that is real, authentic media. And as Anthony Gucciardi points out in his story on StoryLeak, real media is blocking Obama's attempts at plunging the nations into World War III. He said, in a truly powerful augmentation of history, spreading the word over staged events like the Syrian chemical attacks has ultimately forced the Obama administration and its affiliates to push back on their plans to launch military action. Now, going back even to the Boston bombing, we had a tremendous effect on what was happening with the narrative there. All indications were that they were planning on making this something that was going, they were going to blame on domestic terrorism. They did it on Patriots Day, but there were many, many other indications that we pointed out at the time. We took looks at pictures that people were taking. We were pushing back and covering the stories and the evidence as it unfolded, and they were reacting to that. And even if people didn't believe the case that we were making, still, the term false flag entered the vernacular to the extent that when this Syrian false flag came up, everyone was understood the technique. They understood how it was being used. And you have people like Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul, not afraid to use the term false flag because it is real. It is something that has been used over and over again historically. And as Anthony Gucciardi goes on to point out in his article, he says, the answer quite simply is that now we are the only media. There's no longer the need to play into the psychological minefield of labeling certain sources as, quote, alternative news, when we can go back to leading Gallup polls and show that virtually no one trusts the mainstream media. And that's bad news for the six corporations that own 90% of the mainstream media. There's a reason that former U.S. National Security Advisor and Trilateral Commission co-founder Zbigniew Brzezinski says that there is a global political awakening that's placing a wrench and the wheel of the war machine. So it's had a real, real dramatic effect. And we can all see that. We can see how Obama had to back out and back down. We can see how at first, even though it looked like Republicans led by the Republican leadership, which is in bed with the military industrial complex, it looked like they were going to push the narrative and they were going to say, well, we have to go in. Even though they didn't have any evidence, they didn't have a real cause. They were going to go in for the war, but they got a lot of pushback. They got pushback from other Republicans who were not in the leadership, and they got a huge amount of pushback from the public who's just simply not buying this. The day before this was supposed to launch, on the Friday before everybody expected that Obama was going to send in the missiles, CNN was in full war mode. They were talking about surgical strikes. They were talking about the accuracy of the missiles. They were talking about the moral imperative to go in. They were cheerleading this. It's not the mainstream media that changed public opinion. It's the authentic media that changed public opinion. And they have to do something about that. And they're working on it. And they've got a false flag bill in the Senate. They've got their own little, they actually have legislation now that's false flag. Listen to the title of this bill, the Free Flow of Information Act of 2013. And here are more details about that bill.
A Senate committee passed a media shield law this week that essentially allows the government to determine who is a real journalist for the purposes of protection. Based on the bill, a real journalist is someone who works or worked for an entity or service that shares news or information by means of a newspaper, wire service, a news agency, or via a magazine, or through television or radio broadcast. These people would have to have the primary intent to investigate events and procure material in order to share that information with the public. Opinion journalists might not be covered. Senator Feinstein worried the shield law would provide special privileges to those who are not reporters at all, saying those who don't receive a salary couldn't be considered real reporters. Now the shield law is very careful to distinguish real journalists from those who shouldn't be protected. This means bloggers and citizen journalists, unless they can prove to the government that at the inception of their information gathering process, their sole intent was to inform the public. The bill explicitly excludes protection for those whose principal function is to publish primary source documents that haven't been authorized. This means no WikiLeaks cables, no NSA leaks, just a rampant, unchecked government. This is in direct violation of the Constitution, which prohibits the making of any law abridging the freedom of speech or infringing on the freedom of the press. Doesn't the Shield Law actually abridge the freedom of speech of citizen journalists by intimidating them with the threat of prosecution? And the Shield Law also says they're going to protect real journalists from having to reveal their sources. So I guess the Fifth Amendment is only there to protect IRS officials who have committed criminal acts and perjury. What is actually happening here is the government is trying to take a fundamental right and turn it into a government-granted privilege. A privilege that can be revoked by them for any reason that they deem necessary in the future. They created the Shield Law to protect journalists, but only the journalists that they decide are worthy of protection. The Shield Law actually bypasses the First and Fifth Amendment by giving a virtual driver's license to those the government deems worthy of free speech. Basically, this Shield Law only protects the corporate media and not citizen journalists who aren't willing to regurgitate the same government-vetted stories. It's not protection at all, but prior constraint. And even if you are a real journalist, like Michael Hastings, if you get a little too controversial, you'll be investigated by the FBI. So why is the Obama administration so vigorously attacking the alternative press? It's because the mainstream media is dead. The authentic media is winning the war for the minds of the people. That's why the Obama administration is protecting its lapdog journalists while instilling fear in those that might dare ask questions. Obama's hired even more journalists to be a part of his team, up to 19 journalists from influential outlets like ABC, CNN, The Washington Times, and LA Times are going to work for the very administration they should be holding accountable. So don't expect any of those journalists to report on their boss's debacles like Obamacare or the illegal NSA spying and wiretapping or Benghazi. Maybe Obama needed more journalists on his Transforming America team for the big rollout of government-funded news after the recent repeal of the domestic propaganda ban. Those journalists can now use their talent to influence public opinion, shaping a favorable narrative for war or for giving up your rights in favor of safety. And that is what this attack on the press all boils down to. They're trying to convince us that our fundamental right to freedom of speech and freedom of the press should be a government-granted privilege that they'll reserve only for their loyal lapdogs. Reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Leanne McAdoo.
It's no protection. This is simply a false flag to take the freedom of press as well as things like the Fifth Amendment. And not be intimidated by using the Fifth Amendment. They want to make the Fifth Amendment just apply to government officials, like the IRS official Lois Lerner, who was caught in criminal activity, and she didn't want to testify about it, so she took the Fifth Amendment. But they're just going to let people like that take the Fifth Amendment and not people who are bloggers, not people who are investigating. It's similar to the way that they don't allow anybody, they don't want anybody to take pictures. They send the police out to falsely arrest people who are taking pictures. Meanwhile, they put cameras up everywhere. They have cameras on the police vehicles. They have cameras on the police themselves. But of course, many times, if it's not something that suits their narrative, those records disappear. That's why we need to have our own cameras. That's why we need to have everyone operating as citizen journalists and exercising their free speech. Now, Matt Drudge has pushed back a lot on this. In an article by Julie Wilson on InfoWars, Matt Drudge eviscerates fascist Dianne Feinstein. Listen to some of the things that Matt Drudge had to say. He really nailed it here. He said, comments from Senator Feinstein yesterday on Who's Reporter were disgusting. A 17-year-old blogger is as important as Wolf Blitzer. Fascist. He also wrote on Twitter, federal judge once ruled that Drudge is not a reporter, a journalist, or a news gatherer. Yet millions of readers a day come looking for cooking recipes. See, real journalism is determined by content. That's why people go to Drudge. That's why people go to InfoWars. They want content. They want content that's interesting, but they want content that's authentic. They want to know they're not getting fed a government line. So real journalism is determined by content, and the marketplace is going to determine that, not the government. It's almost kind of like what we see with the FISA court. Who would have thought that a secret court could go in and determine what the boundaries of the law are going to be, to pretend that they are going to modify the Constitution that everyone swore to uphold. And we're not even allowed to see these secretive determinations. We're not allowed to know that they're violating the law. We're not allowed to know that there's illegal criminal activity going on in an organization. If you report that, they're going to come after you and they're going to try to jail you. But that's precisely what needs to be put out there. We're not talking about exposing the plans for a nuclear bomb. We're talking about exposing the criminal activity of government. This is what they're upset about. This is why they're coming up with this Protection Act. It was called the Free Flow of Information Act. That's why they're coming up with it. The last thing they want is the free flow of information. That's why they're losing the narrative. One of the ways that they're losing the narrative is, as we said, in Syria. It's about the sarin gas attack. And in an article on InfoWars today, U.S. military, Al-Qaeda rebels have produced sarin gas for chemical attacks in Syria. Now, this is a document that was leaked originally classified a document that was leaked to WorldNet Daily. And in this document, they described sarin gas that was seized in Turkey as not being military grade, but rather as a kitchen variety, which corresponds to sarin gas used in the August 21st chemical attack near Damascus, according to Dr. Yosef Budansky, a top terrorism expert. Budansky said that unlike military-grade sarin, the sarin used in the Damascus attack did not accumulate around the victim's hair and clothing. If it did, said Budansky, the sarin molecules would have detached from the victims and killed or injured the first responders who touched the victims' bodies without protective clothing and masks. Now, this comes after we already saw reports from the UN back in March saying that they believed that the sarin gas that was used then was done by the rebels. We also saw reports from Hillary Mann Leverett, who was an official in both the Bush and the Clinton administrations. And she said that she knew that this was, that the Russian officials and the Chinese officials had gone in and tested this because they were still in Syria. And she said these were homemade rockets in the March attack, and that the sarin gas was not stabilized, which also indicated that it was not militarily produced. This is the same thing that we're hearing now from the leaked U.S. document. So we've had the United Nations, we've had China, we've had Russia, and now we have a U.S. military document that was leaked. All of them say that the rebels have used homemade sarin gas, homemade delivery, back in March. So we know they have that capability. And we know that going into Syria in order to take out chemical weapons and saying, as John Kerry did, that it doesn't matter who had the sarin, it doesn't matter who used the sarin, we have to go in and take it out because weapons of mass destruction like sarin gas exist in Syria. That's simply not the case. So we have multiple sources saying that it was homemade. And this is very important. The excerpt that I read before from Dr. Yosef Budansky about homemade sarin being different from military-grade sarin. This is one of the things that caused military experts to question whether it was even sarin gas in the first place when it came out. Remember, we were talking about that. We said, yes, it looked like they died from a chemical attack, but with sarin, when the people went in, the first responders would die. Or even if they were able to survive, they would have severe neurological damage, and we didn't see anybody wearing protective clothing. This was something that had been seen when sarin gas was used in the Tokyo subways. You have to wear protective clothing or you too will become a victim. But with the homemade sarin gas, it is not as potent as military grade gas. But we're told that we have to invade Syria. We're told that we have to drop bombs in order to stop the weapons of mass destruction. Is that really something that they're concerned about? Is it really the deaths of children that they're concerned about? And, of course, those are inflated numbers. When Doctors Without Borders talked about it looking as if it was a nerve agent that was used, they said that they believed that the casualties were about 350. But when the State Department got it, John Kerry said that it was over 1,400, and he said it was over 400 children. Do they really care about the deaths of children?
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it. It is a moral question, but the moral question is even a larger one. Don't we owe to the American people and to the American military and to the other countries in the region that this man not be a threat?
So the U.S. government has a tolerance for the death of children, even 500,000 children when it suits their agenda. I'm reminded of what Henry Kissinger once said. He said, "We have no permanent allies, only permanent interests." Well, it seems that the U.S. government has no permanent morals, only permanent agendas. Now, illegal government actions are not limited to things in Syria or abroad or even to spying. We see it happening all the time, unfortunately, with local police. Check out this video that Ja'Kari Jackson happened to catch a false arrest as it was going and documented it from start to finish. This is an amazing video. Watch this.
My name is Terry Holcomb. I am board member of TOC, Texas Open Carry. We're coming to the Capitol to basically show our appreciation to the state of Texas for the rights that we do have. So I decided to go with a black powder 1858 Remington replica 44 caliber revolver. Firearm does not include a firearm that may have as an integral part a folding knife blade or other characteristic of weapons made illegal by this chapter, and that is an antique or curio firearm manufactured before 1899 or a replica of an antique or curio firearm manufactured before 1899, but only if the replica does not use rimfire or centerfire ammunition. And mine is a ball and cap revolver.
You can record all you want to.
Okay. However, I was advised to tell you.
Y'all can record all you want to. Get on that side of the sidewalk. How's that?
Sir, we're fine.
Let's get on that side of the sidewalk and you can record all you want to.
This is a
crowd by trooper. You crowd my
trooper. I'm not crowding your trooper, sir. I'm standing on
the
public sidewalk.
On that side of the sidewalk.
Sir, this is a public sidewalk.
On that side of the sidewalk.
This is a public sidewalk.
On that side of the sidewalk.
Sir?
Do you understand what I'm telling you?
I understand what you're saying,
okay,
sir, but this
get
is a public sidewalk.
Get on that side of the sidewalk, then.
Am I going to be arrested if I don't get on that side?
If you keep crowding my trooper.
Sir, I'm not on the... Look at this distance from me and your trooper.
I didn't ask you what the distance was. I asked you to get on that side of the sidewalk.
I am being detained, guys.
He's being detained.
I don't think anybody here is nearly as aggressive as you.
Okay. Great.
The document, I'm standing on a public sidewalk. You can see the distance between me and that officer over there.
Can I get your name, sir?
Sergeant DeBusto.
Can I get your badge number?
8662.
Excuse me, officer, do you have any comment as to what's going on here?
Yeah. There you go. Firearm. Any device designed made to adapt and expel projectile through
keep
the
reading.
Barrel.
Keep reading.
Energy generated by that substance.
Keep reading. Don't mumble.
Any firearm made have integral part folding knife blade.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Thank you.
You got quiet
Thank
there,
you.
Sergeant.
Sorry, yeah, I did notice that you stopped reading out loud. Can you tell us the part that you were reading?
Yeah. The definition of firearm.
Okay.
What does it say?
Firearm does not include a firearm that may have as an integral part a folding knife blade or other characteristic of weapons made illegal by this chapter, and that is an antique or curio firearm manufactured before 1899.
So the uneducated folks out there.
The definition of firearm was determined in 1898.
Outlaw would be great. We got cameras filming.
Okay,
so was that a wrestling mistake?
No.
That's it for our news portion tonight. Now, as we pointed out earlier, if you really want to change things, if you really want to wake up people, you need to get people watching authentic media. And one of the ways that you can do that is to support Prison Planet TV and help your friends to watch Prison Planet TV. Up to 10 of them can watch along with you at the same time on just one subscription. And who knows, maybe they'll pass that along to other people and you can wake up more people. Stick around after the break. Anthony Gucciardi is going to interview Dr. Edward Group about radiation, the dangers to you and your family, and what you can do about it.
InfoWarsStore.com.
a conscious and involved distributor of independently made products that support a healthy and aware community. Dive into cleaner waters with your own ProPure system and Pro1D filter. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. We've handpicked a veritable treasure trove of the best non-GMO seed banks on the market. And our selection of films showcases a wealth of knowledge outdone only by our books. Check for combo packs to multiply your savings. Wear your colors proudly with one of these conversation starters. Now available in pink. Get prepared and fund the revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are we choosing our own destiny, or has it been pre-selected for us?
As we've moved through history, every great leader has had to understand the potential of information.
Billions of dollars have been spent privately and publicly looking at how to tap into your psyche.
From compulsory state education to the Hollywood media brainwashing machine, we are kept in perpetual bondage to the ideas that shape our actions.
When somebody obscures that feedback loop between you observing and testing it out and verifying it, they can take total control of your awareness.
All of this is happening so fast, you need to be ahead of the game.
How to engineer the opinion of the American people so that they would not only endorse but demand a war.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
State of Mind, because there's a war on for your mind. Get your copy of State of Mind, the movie, at InfoWars.com. And remember, every order at InfoWarsStore.com receives a free citizen rulebook.
Well, there's one thing we know, and that's that the mainstream media and the sociopathic elite control freaks are losing the battle. But what concerns me the most is that they're becoming desperate. They may be crazy enough, such as to go ahead and use a nuclear weapon in South Carolina to instigate a war in Syria, or something, some form of disaster push us into World War III. So if there's one person I wanted to ask on what we could do to protect ourselves in such a scenario and protect our families, it's Dr. Edward Group from GlobalHealingCenter.com. He's joining us right now to talk about how to prepare yourself for any disaster, protect your family with some extremely free, inexpensive, cheap, excellent ways to protect yourselves. If there was some type of incident, and there's already Fukushima going on, so we already have to protect ourselves, but if there was a nuclear incident or threats of a nuclear war, what would you say is the best way to protect yourself from that and other disasters?
I mean, just considering the fact that we've had chemtrails and we've had Fukushima, which is going out of control right now. I mean, we're getting toxic iodine, iodine 31, which is radioactive iodine, and plumes coming over, and it's raining in different areas. We're seeing in some areas a 48% increase in infant deaths right now. So, I mean, I think we're already in a situation right now where everybody in the world needs to protect themselves and should be protecting themselves. I mean, what happens is that iodine of those radioactive materials actually shut down the thyroid gland. And the thyroid gland is your main immune system regulator, your hormone regulator, and it stops the thyroid from producing T3 and T4, which are the thyroid hormones. So there's a good possibility. I mean, we have nuclear power plants that are exactly the same as Fukushima along the East Coast, and there's been a lot of talk, just like you said, about a situation that might happen. If you look at the projected toxic effects of Fukushima in the Pacific Ocean within the next 10 years, it shows the whole ocean being contaminated with radioactive waste. So I think everybody, no matter who you are, you absolutely need to protect yourself against radiation. And not only radiation, but just how that radiation is combined with the other toxins in the air. And interestingly enough, who does radiation affect the most? It affects the babies, the pregnant mothers, which are severely iodine deficient anyway, and it affects the older senior population. Now, we've talked about in the past, and Alex and you guys have talked about the population control agenda. which is a major factor, considering the fact that you can create infertility, you can create sterility, you can kill off all the babies coming in, as well as kill off the senior citizens. So to keep it simple, I mean, there's lots of things people can do to protect themselves against not only radiation damage, but also harmful compounds such as fluoride and bromine. And the reason I bring those up, because when we talk about radiation, the thyroid gland, whenever you have excess fluoride in the thyroid gland, it fights, or other halogens such as bromine, they fight for the receptor sites of iodine in the thyroid gland. So iodine actually is one of the number one things that I think everybody should have in their medicine cabinet at home. And don't just buy a little bit, stock up on it, because if there's going to be a disaster, you're talking about a worldwide shortage of iodine practically within the first 48, 72 hours.
Now, let me ask you a question, though. You bring up a really good point here that even though we're facing some type of nuclear disaster maybe or a false flag or whatever, we're already facing massive amounts of radiation. We're already looking at chemtrails with these toxic materials. Our daily lives are a bombardment of disaster in some ways. And you talk about iodine. Now, my thing is, I know the best form of it is nascent iodine. And I also know that there's the iodine that's FDA approved and stuff like that, that I wouldn't want to take even if there was a nuclear disaster in some cases. So what do you think is the best way to do it without destroying your body and your family?
Well, what you're going to get through the military or what you're going to get through the government is you're going to get potassium iodide tablets. Now, those potassium iodide tablets, you know, in a severe situation, they will work, but you got to remember that a lot of times those tablets are made with toxic fillers and binders and excipients. And not only that, the body has to take an extra step to break that potassium iodide down into a usable atomic form of iodine. That's why I recommend always going with a detoxified or a nascent form of iodine or an atomic form of iodine, which is going to be utilized practically immediately by the body. And that's going to neutralize and protect you from the damaging effects of the radioactive iodine, which is iodine-131. Now, you also have other toxic radio toxic ingredients that are being released, such as cesium, cesium-137, cesium-134, strontium, and some of the things that help detoxify the body of these other radioactive materials are bentonite clay. You know, that can be taken internally, or you can use bentonite clay with a Epsom salt bath. That has been used to pull out radiotrophic toxic compounds from the body. Zeolites, you know, I would always keep a bag of zeolites around too. I mean, you can buy those. You can look at OMRI approved zeolite supplements online. Number one, like I said, is iodine. Number two, have some zeolites around. That's what they used in Russia. Also, the bentonite clay is a thing that I always use and keep around. Another thing that's really effective for detoxifying radiation is activated charcoal. If you look at the military suits, the nuclear biological suits, and if you look at the radiation filters, they all usually contain activated charcoal. Activated charcoal can be taken internally, and it's really good at absorbing radiation from the body, toxic radiation from the body. And then eating a very healthy, clean diet, you know, spirulina is effective, Corella, the clean Corella, any type of super green foods. Make sure that if you're eating any type of kelp or anything, though, it comes from North Atlantic and not from the Pacific Ocean where everything is already contaminated.
Definitely, but these are things also that you can utilize in your daily life. And that's kind of what this whole session is also about, informing people on what they can do now to protect themselves later. Because as far as I understand, I mean, nascent iodine you can take every day. I use bentonite clay. I put it on my face and it just extracts toxic material from your body. I use zeolites on a daily basis, oregano oil. All of these things I'm using now to protect myself later. So I think it's better to be prepared now than to be freaking out and scared later to build up overall immunity. Because another thing is, Fukushima, for example, They'll deny all day long until their graves that Fukushima's perfectly fine and that we're not being blasted with massive amounts of radiation, even though the scientific community agrees that, yeah, we are. The tests show it down. They shut down the calculations for it all. So ultimately, it pays to be taking these things on a daily basis to be prepared sooner than later, not just to put it in your, you know, medicine cabinet for that day, but to start taking control of your health now is the ultimate survivability, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, and that goes with all the degenerative diseases and everything that we're facing, with the amount of toxins that we're dealing with in the air on a daily basis, the amount of toxins we're dealing with in the water supply on a daily basis, the toxins that are consumed in foods on a daily basis, the toxins in beverages on a daily basis, all the microbes that we're exposed to every single day, all the, not only the harmful ionizing radiation, but also the electromagnetic radiation from cell phones and cell phone towers and everything else. The solution is to take a proactive approach and start detoxifying your body right now, because all these things affect your immune system and they lower your ability to fight off degenerative disease and lower your ability to fight off cancer. So what everybody should do is do regular intestinal cleanses, because all the toxins ultimately enter through your intestinal tract, whether you eat radiated food or, you know, depending on what you expose yourself to.
Definitely. Now, let me ask you something. We're seeing so many victories. Earlier, I talked about how we essentially stopped Obama and his cronies from pushing us into World War III. Yesterday, I cut a video about the Monsanto Protection Act, which gives full immunity to a Monsanto, and how we pretty much destroyed it with information last time, and we're going to do it again. We're just seeing so many sweeping victories for overall international relations, just protecting the people instead of the crony elite. We're seeing personal health freedom victories. Do you see us just absolutely overcoming the system and just beating this down through the spread of information with the rise of the real media in place of the phony, dead, decapitated mainstream media?
Well, I think that's the main goal. I mean, that's what we're all working towards. I mean, I think we're at a crucial point right now, and we're getting close, if we're not already there, to the tipping point. I think that there's just a real hardcore fight going on right now between the good and the bad. And who knows how far it's going to go. But one thing for sure is that people are becoming more educated every single day, and they're actually seeing it with their own eyes. They're starting to understand that, hey, I've been going to the doctor and I'm not getting better. Pharmaceuticals are not working. You know, what we need is we need to start releasing more free energy technologies, and we need to start demanding from the government more of the things that we're all into. And, you know, as time goes on, Anthony, I'm definitely seeing a change. And I think that people are seeing a change. And I'm hoping, just like you and everybody else, that we'll be able to live and see that day whenever we're able to have a government that doesn't approve chemicals and doesn't approve toxic pharmaceuticals and doesn't allow nuclear power plants and doesn't allow the production of carcinogenic chemicals and doesn't allow GMOs to be existent on the planet. And we have a planet that is clean and a planet that is, you know, producing with happy and healthy people. I mean, the thing with Fukushima too is we've had solutions for that. I mean, the Russians have developed, and not only the Russians, but high-tech scientists have developed ways to neutralize radiation fallout and radiation from spent uranium. And they've sent that technology over to Fukushima within 3 weeks of the time that the tsunami hit. And none of that technology is even being used. So
that's the sad reality of it. It's like, we have these answers. We just need to inform the people. Everyone listening right now is getting it. They're absorbing this information. And I think we are seeing massive victories. That's kind of the overall theme of tonight. It's like, yeah, there's a bunch of bad stuff going on, but at the same time, it's just distracting from how much we are winning and how much we are dominating this entire paradigm. And I think ultimately being prepared on an individual basis is also extremely empowering, and the sociopaths at the top absolutely hate that. So thanks so much, Dr. Group, for expounding on this knowledge, revealing this information. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me on.
Ultimately, what it comes down to is Obama, his affiliates, his handlers, they're afraid of us. They are afraid of the real media. They're afraid of you. They're afraid of anyone with a brain that has a computer, a megaphone, or even a typewriter for that matter. It's essential that together we continue to push this information and to support the platforms that are doing this. That is why I'm here and I'm supporting InfoWars with StoryLeak and joining the InfoWars Network and supporting with Alex and doing the video reports. So I do encourage everyone, if you appreciate the real media, if you want to maintain your liberties, if you want your First Amendment, if you want your Second Amendment, if you want to have any ability to do anything or be called a journalist for that matter, if you want to be able to have free speech on the internet without having to join the Obama administration, support real media. I encourage you personally to go to InfoWarsShop.com, join up at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can share it with 10 people, and it's like $5. I encourage you to go, join up, check out InfoWars.com, check out my site, StoryLeak.com. Anthony Gucciardi, signing off. It's up to you to spread the word. It's up to you to make a difference.
Now you can watch Alex Jones live at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
You can also browse the network, the InfoWars Nightly News,
and over 60 movies and documentaries all together in one place.
You can watch the Alex Jones radio show live as it happens.
So check it out, InfoWars.com/show.